Hey there, stranger. Been walking down this path for a while, haven't you? Now stuck at a fork in the road. You're looking a little bit lost. Not sure where you are. That makes sense. To be blunt, you don't seem to fit in here. Stumbling around through the bush like a bull in china shop. Don't feel bad. Almost all the travelers who head down this path are exact the same way. This forest is confusing for most people who travel through. It's easy for people to lose their way in here. Hard to get around here if you don't know where you're going. Do you mind if I walk with you and show you the way out of here? I'm a guide for people like you. Don't worry, I'm not going to charge you anything. One of my friends, Karen, used to charge people a coin for traveling on his boat down the river. Said it was to pay for the ship upkeep, but I think it was just because he liked the weight of the metal. He didn't seem as happy after people started trying to pay him with dollars, euros, and all the types of paper bills. And he blew a gasket the first time someone tried to pay using a credit card on their phone. And then he went completely apeshit when some tech bro tried to pay with one of those ugly-looking monkey illustration recipe things. MFTs? I don't get it. High-tech stuff like that doesn't work around here. Yeah, no reception to any cell towers around here, that's for sure. Just a spot to get through till you arrive at your destination. That's why I keep things simple. No costs, no hassle. I just like doing my job and helping people like you out. It's not a glorious job, and many people aren't happy about having to go to the destination. But it's important they reach it. Things can go bad when people stay here too long. Anyways, let's start heading down the left branch of the trail. Down the path, there is a cabin for use as a rest stop. Not too far from here, when you can get some water and a bench on the porch so you can rest your legs. Sounds good? Great. Let's get going. What's that? Oh, you don't need to feel sorry about taking my time. I'm happy to help. It's my job after all. Besides, there is nothing wrong with getting some help if you need it. Oh, you want to know more about me? Haven't been asked that before. Most people who get lost are so wrapped up in their own thoughts. So, I appreciate it. You can call me Morticia. I'm the newest of the guides. The old one out. For being a trail guide decked out in god fashion? No, that's not the reason. The rest of the guides tend to be very dour and serious about their job. For many people, a hard ass helps them realize the weight of the situation they are in and get the help they need. But that doesn't work for everyone. So I was brought on to provide a more delicate approach. Ah, look, we've arrived. Look at the view. You've got the starry night, soft ripples of the waves on the river. Great place to kick back for a second, isn't it? Why don't you sit on a bench while I go get some water bottles from the lockbox? Feeling a little bit better now that you've been able to kick back a bit? Good. Look, we need to talk about why you're here in this place you don't recognize. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but you're dead. You passed away recently. The details of why are unimportant to the current situation. What's important is that you're in the forest. This place is the part of the spirit realm. A middle point between the corporeal realm and the afterlife. Spirits who have something they can't let go from the physical realm end up here until they put these matters to rest. Psychopomps like me are here to help you make peace with your past life and get ready for what comes next. You struck it a bit lucky. You could have had the Grim Reaper, Charon, or Anubis. And you got paired up with a cute god girl. But you would be surprised how popular Anubis is. A decent amount of those furries seem to like him. But I'm getting off the topic. The main reason us psychopomps are here to help finish any unresolved trauma from the past life. Make sure you've moved on from it. Souls that can let go of their worldly obsession are trapped in this place. It twists them into being not able to go into the afterlife and only occasionally able to travel to the mortal realm to haunt the objects of fixation as a ghost. You seem like a nice guy, so I would hate for that to happen to you. I know I dropped some heavy news. I understand if you need a little bit of time to process it. But know that I will help in whatever way I can. So, what's the unfinished business?
Have an unfinished masterpiece? A secret you swore to take to the grave you can finally share?
I can shapeshift and take on the form of someone you had a grudge against, so you yell at them and vent some pent-up anger. Oh. You have some hang-ups about never being able to have an intimate moment with someone in your past life. That's tough. Never finding a connection with someone. Seeing all those other people find warmth and all the wonderfully beautiful chaotic mess love brings. While you languish, alone, just one man in the world. I know how much love and relationships matter for many of you mortals. Many spirits end up here out of care for their lovers. Hey, what's got you so upset? No, there is nothing wrong with you for not having a relationship. Sometimes it's just bad luck. People get dealt a bad hand of cards occasionally. And I can tell you right now, you're a good person. A
I've seen the aura of your soul and can tell you've been a kind and generous person to the people around you. You're talking to an immortal being and wondering if I can actually do that. Yeah, I can see the auras of people's souls. Got to make sure they're guided to the right place. And before I take you to the place that's right for you, there is something we can do. If you want, you can spend night with me and get a taste of what you missed out on. That is, if you want to. You do? Good. Now, just relax as I straddle your hips. I haven't done this with any other mortals before you, so consider yourself lucky. I think you're cute. All right. Nice and close. Why don't we start off with a simple kiss? Was it as good as he hoped it would be? Glad you like it. Why don't we do it a couple more times? I'm in a mood to make out. Time to see how good you are with your tongue. Your hands touch me. Don't be afraid. I'm just as warm to touch as you are. See? See? Now, why you don't pull my shirt up and start playing with my breasts? Oh, fuck. That feels good. See how sensitive my nipples are as your thumb circles and teased nipples? Why don't we try having your tongue to see how they taste? While your hands move down to my hips, to feel as a rock them. Oh. Oh, yes. Like that, darling. You're doing so good. I can feel that bulge in your pants grow bigger and bigger as I grind up against it. I'm curious just how large it is.
So I'm going to hop off and take your pants and boxers off. Look how hard your cock is. Shows me just how sexy you think I am. Oh, it looks mouth-watering. I got an idea. Why don't you lie down on a bench and I'll take my pants off and get on top of you for a 69? That way, we both can get the care and attention we both deserve. Now let me just get into the position. Oh, eager, aren't we? Suppose the chance to fuck an immortal being is a unique opportunity. Fuck. So, being rude, receiving all this care while giving any to this throbbing hot cock in front of me. Let me start by licking the tip in the shaft. Look how much pre-cum is leaking from your tip. I'd better lick it up before it drops into the bench. As a travel guide, I follow the phrase, leave no trace, very seriously. Why don't I put my mouth around the cock to be thorough about making sure of it? That's it. Oh, good boy. I can't believe how good you are with your tongue. See how incredible it feels to have your dick sucked? It's a shame you didn't hook up with anyone in the past. Women didn't know what they were missing. you're the Vincent van Gogh of Cunnilingus? Oh, you're great, but maybe not that great. Besides, Monsieur Artiste, your oeuvre isn't finished. Keep working your tongue and I'll tell you when you're finished. That shaft of yours inside me now. I'm going to move so you can sit upright. Now, I'm going to gently lower myself onto you. Oh, that blush on your face is positively adorable. Those facial expressions. Oh, you make us my hips go up and down. It's exquisite. Seeing you bite your lip to stifle whimpers and moans of ecstasy. Tempts me to ride even harder. Oh, fuck. My pussy is gripping every inch of your dick so tight. Oh, fuck. Oh, this cock isn't like anything I've ever had before. Oh, you're giving me all of your passion. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck me as hard as you can. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, thrust that cock. Oh, use your hips. Oh, keep that rhythm. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. My love, I'm getting close. I can tell by the way your cock is throbbing inside me, you are too. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Yeah. Then come at the same time as I do. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I lean against you until I recover. So, how do you feel now that I've taken your virginity? I'm glad. It's important to have hang-ups and regrets in the past. And look forward to what the future brings. We can rest here for the night and then head over to the other side. What's over there? Be honest, I actually don't know exactly what's over there. It's a little different for everyone. But I have a feeling it will be exactly what you need.